Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Nice to be talking to you again.
It's lovely to hear your voice. It's lovely to hear your voice. Listen to me. You're coming. Okay, first things first. We've got a really, really great reaction to Driven, the album. We had it as a Marty Recommends album of the week. They loved it. They love it.
Yeah, what surprises me is that in 50 years, these are the best reviews I've ever received. So it's quite incredible. And, I love making records. I love writing songs. So the combination of the two seems to be paying off.
Yeah, but like, isn't it interesting? Because I remember reading somewhere where you said that, you know, you've never lost the joy of it, that you still love it. And and having met you, I can see it in you. It's so important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the key to everything. I wouldn't be talking to you or anybody if it wasn't for the songs that Marty. It's the songs that have led me through right from the beginning. I mean, regardless of how I looked, it was always the songs that would guarantee whatever success I might have. So the joy of songwriting, nothing really changes. I mean, I'm 75, but when I started writing songs, I was around 15.
Yeah.
It's the same process. Technology doesn't interfere with the basis of what I do, because it isn't rocket science. It's sitting at a piano trying to come up with a melody, and then sitting there with a notebook coming up with a lyric. So that, as long as that remains the key for it, then I'm happy. If I needed the technology to write, I would be in deep trouble.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But in fairness, you have always had this great way with a lyric. You've always had this great way with words, and you paint such great pictures. And you know, let's not fool ourselves when we all look back, and I think of all those great songs. And you know, it's funny. One of my great favorites continues to be "We Will." I just think that, it's so poignant, and I think it speaks to so many people about their own families and all the rest of it. That was an amazing song.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote that, actually. It was actually called My Mum to begin with, because it was really my mum talking. Get up the stairs, the both of you, turn the landing light off. That's mum talking. Go to Mass on Monday if you don't go on Sunday. You know, so that's very much a family. It's our family growing up. So the song has a kind of personal reference to that. And people really like that song. It stood the test of time really well.
Oh, it's beautiful. It still remains one of my great favourites.
Andy Williams, when I was in America in 1973, gave me a call and said how much he loved We Will and wanted to record it. And but he asked me if he could change a couple of words. And I said, oh, dear.
Yeah.
What do you think he wanted to change? It was just Bagsy being in goal. He didn't know what that meant.
He wouldn't know it. No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. And so what happened? What happened in the end?
He did it. He did a really nice version.
Oh.
I mean, he was a big fan of mine anyway. He had recorded Who Was It, a song of mine called Who Was It.
That's right.
Recorded alone, and of course. And he was a huge fan. So it was special that he did that.
But it's funny, when you talk about those songs, like Alone Again, naturally, I presume you could have retired on the back of that anyway.
I mean, I'm not going into those kind of areas and stuff. I mean,
no,
just,
I know.
Just the fact that you know, as we speak, currently there are sort of very contemporary versions, the likes of Neil Diamond, Diana Krall, Michael Bublé.
That's right.
So it seems to be a song that many people want to record. So I'm really touched by that. I mean, it's not what you're necessarily looking for. You want to be successful with it on your own. You've no idea if other people will want to record it. But it's a great compliment to you as a writer when people record your
songs. I can tell you for a fact that Michael Bublé thinks it's one of the finest. And indeed, doffing of a cap there, which is lovely. The new album, Gilbert, the new album, which is flying, it's called Driven. One of my great favourites on it is Blue Anchor Bay, which I've never heard of. But I looked, you see, because of you, you'll have people flocking to it now. It's in Somerset.
Yeah, it's a real place. It's one of the few songs, Margie, that I've written about a real situation. Claire, obviously, was my manager's daughter.
Mm.
So very few of my songs are based on personal experience. But Blue Anchor Bay, yes, is in Somerset. And the song is based on when I was at art school for 4 years, 1962 to 66. We used to take, you know, living in Swindon.
Yeah.
And so London would be about an hour and a half up. So we would occasionally go up to see an exhibition, paintings or whatever. And one year the teacher said to us, we're all going to go for it for a day at the seaside as a treat.
Right.
And off we went to Blue Anchor Bay. And we had a great time coming back, stopped at the pub, and I won't tell you what went on in the back of the bus.
Very little, I'm sure.
But we had it was really nice. So the song is based around that. So it's kind of nice because when I perform it now on stage, I hear people shout out, that's us. We're from there.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous piece of work. It really is. It jumped out at me.
It's interesting you say that because I've spoken to journalists in America in recent weeks,
yeah.
And one of their favorite tracks is Blue Anchor Bay. I talked to journalists in Germany, where Rolling Stone in Germany made it their album of the week and stuff.
Yeah.
And the favorite track in Germany, guess?
Blue Anchor Bay.
Yes.
Why? What's wrong with us?
It's really nice that people
sunny?
Pick on that. It has a kind of kink sunny afternoon feel.
It's summer. It's just gorgeous. I want to play it. This is Blue Anchor Bay. I'm chatting with Gilbert O'Sullivan right now.
I was so busy wasting my time, I didn't notice that you'd changed your mind and decided not to roam but to stay at home. Much as I'll miss having you at my side, provided nothing untoward should arise, we're off in the morning, all set for the day, on the beach in Blue Anchor Bay. Friends, they go every year. They take their girlfriends and their crates of beer. And while the sun is out, they just lark about. No stately home to be traipsing around. No one to tell you what you can or can't down. It's a trip of a lifetime, an annual foray. On the beach in Blue Anchor Bay. And the weather may not always be the best, which is fine if you don't mind taking a vest. Not the rain on a parade will bring us down, not in the least. We'll just wait inside the bus until it starts, which for some sun at the back could mean a snog. There's gonna be for all to see. Side football, a dip in the sea, at least to lie down with a towel underneath. Nothing quite like what it's like being away on the beach in Blue Anchor Bay. Then as the day ends, checking around to make sure nothing has been left on the ground. It's on the bus we'll go for the journey home. Some looking slightly a bit worse for wear, others in fine voice, arms in the air, singing here's to the next time we all get to play.
Here's to the next time we all get to play.
On the beach in Blue Anchor Bay. Blue Anchor Bay.
Gilbert, Blue Anchor Bay, which I love. You're coming to play in Ireland. You're playing Castlebar on the 3rd of September, Cork Opera House on the 9th, and the beautiful Bord Gáis down the road from us here on the 11th. Now, it's called Just Gilbert, but there'll be a man with you, won't there?
The man himself would be Bill Shanley, Ireland's finest guitar player.
Yes, one of
Ireland's greatest guitar players. Yeah. Bill is just a wonderful side person with me. We interact brilliantly together, because when I play the wrong key, which I'm always bloody well doing, he'll nudge me and make sure that I get it right. Or he'll warn me before we hit something that needs the key change.
Sure.
But Bill is a great guitar player, so between the two of us, the joy of it is we've just done a kind of a festival in Wickham in the UK, and it's just a joy with the two of us, because the bond between us, I mean, guitar solos, and we can rock it up. I mean, we do Take Love from the album and stuff. You wouldn't think with just a piano and a guitar, you'd get that rocky feeling. But Bill and myself, we manage it really well. So he's fantastic, Bill.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's going to be a joy. Okay. One of the things about the concert tour, do you still get a great kick out of the concerts? Because they, you know, you're obviously going to do very well, and people are going to come in their droves. How do you feel before you go on? Are you a nervous performer? Are you okay about it? How do you?
I'm not nervous about the material I'm going to be singing, albeit that every song is mine.
Yeah.
What I'm nervous about is that the microphone, the sound in the microphone, when I hit that microphone, is good. If the sound is good, I'm so happy. If there's a slight problem, I get nervous. So that's the only issue I have with that. But the great thing is, you know, Marty, is what with it just being Bill and myself, the reason we did that was because we had the band, which was great musicians, but we decided that we would just be the two of us. And that led to us getting the break in America, because we've done 10 shows in America in the past few months. Yeah. New York, Los Angeles, Nashville, L.A., which is because we couldn't get in before, because, you know, with a band at the expense. So when it went down to the two of us, the door suddenly opened. And that's turned into that's made the experience really enjoyable. I love working with the band, but there's something intimate, up close and personal about just the two of us on stage for 2 hours, and people like it too, Marty, because they get to hear the words. You know,
that's true, and it's very intimate.
People like to hear what I'm singing about.
Yeah, and will you go to full gamut? I mean, we mentioned the other ones, but
they'll all be there.
What's in a Kiss?
Yeah, well, everyone, of course, every. Best-known song will be sung. A sample of album tracks that people request, and then a sample of new material. So it's over 2 hours, Marty, so there's plenty of chance to get all the best.
Oh, that's wonderful. I had to very mention your name, please.
Yeah, we did. We opened the second half with that.
Oh, brilliant. I'll be there for the second half.
I dedicate that now to you.
You're a pet. Listen, before I let you go, there was a track on the album, Let Bygones Be Bygones, with the great Mick Hucknall.
Right.
That's a great little tune as well. How did you two end up in the same room?
Well, we have the same producer. The Simply Red's producer is the producer of my album, Andy Wright. And he also is the producer of Simple Minds. So now he's the producer of Simple O'Sullivan's. But Mick was a fan of mine. I had met Mick at a charity concert some years ago, just to say hello.
Yeah.
I knew he was a big fan of my songs. So Andy would go and visit him while we were recording our album. Mick said to Andy, you know, if Ray's got a song that he thinks I could sing with him, I'd love to do. It would be great. So we sent him Let Bygones Be Bygones. Loved it. And he does a really nice version. It's a softer Mick. It's not like the loudest Mick that you're kind of used to. So
That's true.
Honour that he appeared.
It's great, because he's kind of a jazz head as well, isn't he? He loves all sorts of music.
Yeah, he has a great voice, but he does a really nice version, so
That's wonderful.
Treat to have him on there.
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you, my friend. I am so excited, because we went last time and it was just brilliant, and all your concerts just work out to be, and people love you. Will you still be letting people touch you, or are you not going to let them because of COVID at the end of the concert? Because you're a great man for the handshakes.
Yeah, it's a balance. I mean, we did a recent show where they put a screen up, but everybody walked around the screen, so I'm not sure. Mm. We take the advice that we're given. I always love to meet people afterwards.
I know, you're very good,
but we need to be careful, because, you know, if anybody gets, if either of us get hit, then that jeopardizes the whole.
Well, for sure.
Fingers crossed.
You're a popular man, and I'm delighted with you. I think you're wonderful. Will you keep the faith, and we'll talk to you, please God. We'll certainly get to see you when you're over, Gilbert.
And don't forget, you know, the last time we were there, you came up and you came back to say hello and stuff.
We did.
If you come here this time, you must make sure you come back.
We'd love to. Well, thank you for the invitation.
Right.
And I'll have the mask just in case. You recognise me by my lovely eyes. Keep the faith, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Great to talk to you.
God bless you, Gilbert.
Take care.
Bye bye
now.
Take care. God bless.